All right, now.
Blog Talk Radio.
We're live, right?
Words
now.
Of encouragement. Okay, let us continue. We hope your day is going well, no matter what is taking place. God is always right there, and all you have to do is call him because he sits at the right hand of the Father. Here's a quote from biblical scripture, James, the 5th chapter, 16th verse. Make this your common practice. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you can live together whole and healed. The prayers of a person living right with God is something powerful to be reckoned with. Elijah, for instance, humans just like us, prayed hard so that it wouldn't rain, and it didn't. Not a drop for 3.5 years. Then he prayed that it would rain, and it did. The showers came, everything started growing again. To do that, you have to have awesome power and faith and trust in God. That's from James, the 5th chapter, in the 16th verse. And I repeat again, to do that as a comment, you have to have awesome power, trust, and faith in God. You have to be very, very close to God Almighty, Creator. Mr. Turner, our assistant superintendent at Antioch Baptist Church down here in Tonto Springs, with Reverend Waylon Oliver as the pastor, and Sister Joyce Oliver is our first lady, often says in Sunday school, you know the scripture in the Bible that says that you would do great things, those that are in Christ. God is talking, Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he's telling them about the things that they can do. You can do the same thing that Jesus Christ did, raise people from the dead, the same thing that some of Jesus' disciples did, raise people from the dead. But the only thing about that, the only way you can do that here on earth is that you have to have the real power and love of Jesus Christ in your heart. I ain't talking about this surface rubbing love, but I'm talking about agape love. And that is very rare for human beings in this state. There are people in the world today that are in Christ and with Christ that have some power, but not the power to raise people from the dead. I'll take that back. I don't know that. I don't know that. There may be places in this world where there are human beings that have the power with Jesus Christ, with Jesus in their heart, that could raise people from the dead. It is possible. Okay, let us continue here on House Hebrew and Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Remember, if you want to call in while we're on the air, it's 347-202-0317. That's 347-202-0317. We do not have the live videos yet in our studio, but God willing, someday that we will, so that we'll be talking to you just like you are interacting with a television set or whatever. But God will bring those things about in time. Again, thank you for listening, and stay with us here on House Hebrew and Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Also, for those that are on our Facebook page, House Hebrew Production Gospel listeners, House Hebrew Radio listeners, we thank you for joining the Facebook page, and the whole key of that page is to spread the word, spread the gospel, to spread listening to House Hebrew Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio. We want to be able to reach 1 million listeners, and we can do that only with your help and through your help and through Jesus Christ, God Almighty. Again, thank you for being a member of House Hebrew listeners. Thank you. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wherever you are. We're in the studios on an early Wednesday morning. It's about 11 a.m. Wednesday. Good music playing in the background for you. What's going on in your part of the world? Let us do a little praying. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lord, deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. What's going on in your world, as we asked before? We hope everything is going well. God is always there, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, He is right there with you. Special shout out to all of the folks around here in Beatrice and Tunnel Springs, Peterman, Riley Carlson, Mac William, some of the folks in Texas like Brenda Humphrey Howard, all of the folks that we've known in this business over the years, like Tony Sharper out of Atlanta, by way of Florida, Henry Beach, all kinds of good folks all around us. Mr. Hal J. over there in Camden, everybody getting ready for the True Praise Radio Awards coming up soon. We hope to be a part of that. But anyway, whatever's going on in your world, make sure that you got God with you. God with you. Take God with you. Faith without work is dead, you know. Hey, oh, and by the way, today at the school, J.F. Shields High School, oh, by the way, basketball tournaments are going on. Some of the local schools are still in it. Some of them are out of it. All the folks over the Hillcrest have been a part of it. Some of them may be in it. Some of them is out of it. But anyway, Tammy, Sherry Patrick, used to be here at J.F. Shields. She is part of it, and she may be, I think she's out of it now, but anyway, one of our Sunday school attendants, Mr. Lett, he was part of it as well. God is still good. Of course, Jerome Sanders is back home doing well. Billy G at home doing okay. Reverend Oliver, our pastor, is battling. He's doing okay. I'm doing okay. All of my family all around us, God is awfully good. All the people in Beatrice, the PACER program has some visitors from Edinburgh, Scotland. Edinburgh, Scotland. All the way from Edinburgh, Scotland to look at J.F. Shields' place-based learning. And they'll be interviewing and talking to us as well as some of our people here in the community, like myself, Mr. Edward Moore, my wife Mary, my sister Miss Carter, all of those that help out and work around the garden out there at J.F. Shields. Everything is good. God is still in control. Keep praying. Keep working. Faith without work is dead. Good morning and welcome to House E Production Gospel. By the way, I'm hoping Mr. T, Tommy Borkins, will give me a call. Tommy T. Borkins. He's part of the Flying Clouds. They just celebrated, I don't know, probably 45, 46 years of singing with the Flying Clouds. He'll give us the exact number when he comes on tonight. But you stay with us. Good evening, good morning, whatever time it is, wherever you are, God is right there with you. You're listening to House E Production Gospel, Blog Talk Radio. You can find us all over the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com/house-production-gospel. We are your internet radio station. Sit back and relax and enjoy more of House E Production Gospel, Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome to House E Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio. It's a jazzy day for you. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Smooth jazz, a mixture of gospel jazz with blues jazz here on House Ibrahim Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome to House Ibrahim Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Coming to you from 231 6th Avenue down south here in the big city of Beatrice, Alabama. We're in the studios in the early morning hours, and we hope that everything is going well for you. Let us go to the throne. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thou hast the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I had the opportunity some years ago to meet a young lady, a seasoned lady, a lady of wisdom by the name of Billie Jean Young through the mentorship of a powerful civil rights activist some years ago, Mr. Ezra Cunningham. And our paths crossed again several days ago, and when our paths did cross, I immediately was touched by her power, her sincerity, her honesty, her integrity, her wisdom for leadership and guidance. And it brings us to this day here. As we sit down and talk and look at Alabama and this nation and this country, the world in general, as to what is taking place and the need for leadership with integrity, honesty, love, and the wisdom of spiritual guidance from our Creator in that leadership, in the arena of education and any other avenues that Alabama and this nation need. And that lady is none other than Billie Jean Young. I take this opportunity to welcome her to House Ibrahim Gospel Blog Talk Radio from Beatrice, Alabama. Open your hearts to receive Billie Jean Young. Receive her.
I am Billie Jean Young, daughter of Alabama's Black Belt. And I believe this is my time. This is Alabama's time. This is our children's time. I stand in the gap for our teachers, for the community, to let you know that I am here to pick up and expand upon the work of our good friend, Ella Bell. I'm running for the Alabama State Board of Education, District 5. Get on board. Vote. Billie Jean Young.
Oh, our mother, hold us not to earth. Thank you, Mama.
Hold on.
Let's sing it for Daddy one time, brothers. Let's sing it for Daddy.
So
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
You are my hiding place. You come and fill my heart with song. Oh, still in the wind. Whenever I'm afraid, I trust in you. Thank you.